Chapter 4
Oh, Juno, I thought we'd left all that nonsense behind, my sister Maya complained. All my sisters were renowned for despising my work.
Maya might be 1,000 miles from home, but she kept up Aventine traditions.
Marcus, Britain may be a small province in the rump of the empire, but does everything that happens here have to be related to everything else?
It is rather unusual to be drowned in a wine barrel, said Elia Camilla mildly.
What barrel? Scoffed Maya. I thought the man was shoved down a well.
The same thing. Wine is a hugely popular import. From the River Rhenus area in Germany, it often comes in enormous wooden casks, which then make good well linings at a small cost.
Elia Camilla, the procurator's wife, was a calm, intelligent woman, the unflappable mother to a bunch of fearsomely bright children. Like her husband, she was both more competent and much more approachable than she appeared. The self-sacrificing pair had been born to represent the empire abroad. They were wise, they were fair, they embodied noble Roman qualities. That did not make them popular with colleagues. It never does. They didn't seem to notice and never complained. Expertise in the British situation buoyed them up. Under a different emperor, they might well have dwindled into oblivion. Under Vespasian, they flourished surprisingly. The slight friction between Elia Camilla and my favourite sister Maya was a sadness to Helena and me. Being mothers several times over was not enough in common to create warmth. Maya, fashionable, pert, angry, and outspoken, was a different type. In fact, Maya shone in a different sky from most people. That was her problem. This scene was taking place after lunch. Everyone official lived at the procurator's residence, since the governor's palace was not yet built. Life abroad is communal. Diplomats are used to that. Lunch occurred without the governor. Frontinus took a tray in his office, whereas he hosted dinner, which was always formal and rather a trial. So now the procurator and his wife were eating gritty bread and travel-weary olives with just the 4 adults of my party. The couple were hospitable, when they first insisted that I bring help.